producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. A little snapshot about the conversation after the debate in Las Vegas. Over 15 million people watched. That was a record for CNN. Boy, they've been begging for viewers. Politics is very, very good to the cable industry. Let's just put it that way. And what a bunch of kooks. A Florida college banning the Pledge of Allegiance. Give me a break. Are we not done with this nonsense? I don't understand. Somebody help me out. If you want to weigh in throughout the show, the water's warm. You can jump in. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or flip me an email at americatonight.net. One of our faves is hanging around in what I'll call a virtual green room. Izzy. Izzy, who is getting ready to take off for Malta. Part of me is very, very jealous. Malta is a gorgeous place, and man, oh man, how fun will that adventure be for Izzy? Hi, Iz.
Hi, Kate. I thought I was leaving today, and actually it's Friday, and I was like, I'm ready. Where are you? Like, oh my God, I'm still here.
I love it.
Friday, well, this time Saturday, I'll be in Malta. So, okay, I really hate to do this, but you know that last guest, I honest to God have to say it. There is no cure for bipolar. Zip, nada, none. And if you don't believe me, look up Marsha Peirce. She's an absolute expert in bipolar disorders. And you know, all these little practices and what have you, like this man was saying.
Right.
And it's just a matter of controlling it. Bipolar disorders can be controlled to a certain degree, but there's no known cure because it affects not only you physically, but mentally, psychologically.
You know what, Izzy, I'm going to agree with you. Sadly, I know too many incidents of people who I know. I know two different people who suffer from bipolar I'll call them escapades because it's exactly what you just said. They control it with medicine. They've tried all kinds of things, even crazy, crazy things that people swear it works and it doesn't work. It's all about just trying to control it as much as you can. It's really sad.
That's right. Okay. I cleared that up, and I hated to do it because he was a guest, but still, sorry, I got straight A's in all my master's program on psychology.
No, I'm glad you called in. Absolutely. That's why I had him on, because he swore that there was a cure. But I agree with you. I know too many people have been down that road, and they've, even if with no matter how much money you have, not cured.
No. No way, no how. Controlled, yes. Some do better than others, yada, yada. Okay. I watched those debates. And every time I listened to Hillary, I thought, God, that's like putting a pet me sign on a rattlesnake's back. I'm serious. I mean, I don't know who lies more, her or Obama. It's just, I want to slap her. She just sat there and lied. But anyway.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, I mean, seriously, and everything else aside, who do you think gets everything else aside? Can we ever put it aside? Do you think that she wins the Democratic nomination now?
I don't think so. Mm-mm. I could be wrong, but I don't think so, Kate. I think she's got too many skeletons that will come out of the closet. I have to agree with Dan. Most of the time I agree with him, but I disagree on this. Bernie Sanders is in it for real. I really liked O'Malley. I have to tell you, for a Democrat, I really liked him. But Hillary, she's the same old piece of crap that just blathers on. And no, I just can't see her winning it. She's playing every trick in the book, and the only way she's going to win it is through blackmail and bribes. That's the only way that woman can ever get it.
Right. In other words, you owe us for the Clintons, that whole thing. I got you. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Nobody really likes her, except maybe the poodle down in Florida. What's her name? Oh, yeah, Debbie Wasserman.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were just talking about the flag situation. Have you heard of Crimson University out in California? I think it's California.
I have heard of Crimson. I don't know where it is, though.
Yeah, California. Well, they have this food day, and they have them often. They have an Irish day, a German day, Mexican day. Two students complained about the Mexican day. They didn't like some of the people that organized it wearing sombreros, so they canceled it.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I was like, what? Oh, yeah, I've been on fire about that, writing emails. Because I thought, good Lord. And it's the same with Islam. They're teaching it at, I read the papers because I saw them online. Islam in Walton County, Georgia, the parents are having a fit over. Well, all parents need to open their eyes, because there's so many grammar schools teaching this, almost said the bad word, this crap.
Right.
And people need to wake up. Just look at what's happening in Germany right now. Oh, my God, are they in a mess?
They are in a mess.
And stupid, what's her name?
Merkel.
Give me a break. We're back to drinking Mexican tap water, I swear. The dribble, these people, and I'm sorry, in this country, God, we have guns, stay locked and loaded. I'm serious, you stay locked and loaded, because you don't get another boat.
And you'll be in Malta. You've abandoned us.
Well, if I thought my daughter was in danger and needed a place to be, or we were actually going to be in a civil war, I'd be back here. And I'd probably die, but at my age, well, that's the least of it. But, you know, I was asking my friend that about it, and she said, oh, no, we have a very small population, and we keep them in check.
Well, that's good.
And I'm like, well, woo-hoo. She knows I'm Muslim. But, I mean, really. When you talk, just because you're anti-Muslim doesn't make you a racist or a bigot. But what it doesn't make you is an idiot. So all those people that go blah, 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 blah. Nope, sorry, people. There is no, and I know you disagree with me, but there are no moderate Muslims. They are here to do their best to kill us, take over our country, and that's that. So that's my rant for the night. The damn educational system is going to pot. And Americans' rights are being violated. Islam is taken over everywhere. And then we have people that say they're cured. Okay, fine.
Izzy. Izzy, we love you. You better still listen and call us from Malta. We want to know how you're doing. Ah, she's fleeing. She's leaving us. Izzy, don't go. Don't go. No, I'm excited for her. Stay with us. Coming up, Dumb Things.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florida, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Moving to Malta. Anybody else taking off? Let us know. Izzy, she's been with us for a long time. We will definitely miss Izzy, but I am very excited for her to embark on another adventure. And I think I said this in watching, HGTV. And watching HGTV, I've seen a couple of different episodes where people move to Malta. And so people know where Malta is. It's in the central, it's a central Mediterranean area between Sicily and the North African coast. What it's really known for is some incredible, it's beautiful, for incredible historic sites, sun attractions. There's like year-round events. I mean, it, if you look at pictures of Malta, you'll just want to move there too. Seriously, if you look at it as a destination, I mean, it's beautiful. There's tons of things to do and see there. I think Izzy's going to have a good time in Malta, that's for sure. Pack your swimsuits. Pack a bunch of them. On that note, we turn to one of my favorite segments, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
What did my mother always say about taking care of my eyes?
Well, first of all, never put salt in your eyes. Always put salt in your eyes.
Emmy, never, ever put salt in your eyes.
Thanks, Danny. Oh, pain.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Pure brilliance. Salt in the eyes. It's funny that was the little ditty stuck in the middle of there because I got something about salt and superstition from Brian, who said, Kate, dumbest thing I ever did is I thought I was being clever. I was at a Mexican restaurant with my buddies and our spouses, and I had a giant salt shaker in front of me. I was putting it on the tortilla chips. And then I said, of course, for good luck, you always toss it back. I tossed it back. The lid came off. There were people right near us. And, of course, the whole thing flew out and actually hit somebody in their back. Not that it would hurt them, but that there was just salt all over the place. And I felt like an idiot. So I suppose you should always check the lid to make sure it's screwed on tight. We did not plan this, so I can't believe that one came out. You know, it used to be a trick. And in a couple of old movies, you'll see this where guys take the sugar and they unscrew the cap so that when someone goes to pour it in their coffee, back when everybody always drank coffee, and the sugar would fly out, and that was like a prank. But when you're doing it for superstitious reasons and you're tossing something back, I think it's probably a good idea to always look behind you and make sure whatever it is you're tossing back is in the form that it's supposed to be in. How about this one from Cal? Kate, I listen to the show. I've never emailed you before. I like dumb things. I've done a bunch of dumb things. And I started to really kind of dwell on this a little bit, almost obsess on it, as to what were the things that I did that were the dumbest over the course of my life. Some of them you wouldn't laugh at first, but then you'd laugh afterwards. But I suppose that's what we all step into and why humor is such a good thing. Dumbest thing I ever did, I think a lot of people probably have emailed you and told you this. I had a weird thing about playing chicken with the gas tank, thinking that for some reason I had such a superior car that I could just run around on E forever. And I would always brag about how far I went. And even though it was yellow and the light was on, I knew I still had 20, 25 more miles I could go. It was amazing. Until it wasn't so amazing, when I was kind of out in the middle of nowhere and ran out of gas, thinking I could make it between towns. It was a long wait. Although I did have a cell phone, it wasn't completely charged up. Needless to say, finally, someone found their way to me after sitting in my car for over an hour. What a mistake. I don't play chicken with the gas tank anymore. I do think that's a kind of a thing for some people. That, I know exactly when I have to get gas, and I'm in a hurry, and so I can wait, or I'll wake up the next day, and I'll have time. You all know what I'm talking about. And I don't think you're unique in that, but I do think it's a dumb thing. Before you run out of gas, fill it up, right? Why play chicken? Why run out of gas? That's a brutal thing to happen, especially where are you running out of gas? And yeah, we have cell phones, but who's coming to get you? Or do you have AAA? Or what are you doing? You know, it's crazy. It is a dumb thing. Okay, we move on to Patrick, who says, Kate, dumb things. Boy, where do I begin? I think a lot of people start their emails to you saying the very same thing. And I suppose you call it the common denominator, and that just points it out to us that it is, in fact, the common denominator. Dumbest thing I ever did, boy, I don't know if it's the dumbest thing I ever did, but I put it on the list of dumb things. I wore a very white shirt with my coolest pair of jeans, although that sounds kind of weird for a guy to say that, but let's just say a pair of jeans that I liked, my boots, my white shirt. I was going on a pretty hot date. I get there, we go to the restaurant, pick her up, the whole thing. It's going beautifully. We go, we sit down, I get a big bottle of red wine. I have one bottle of red wine. She has a little bit of the red wine. I get a second bottle of red wine. I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know what I did, but somehow I took the giant serving that I had. Perhaps I overserved myself. And when I went to put it down my throat, it actually went in the opposite direction and went all the way down the front of my shirt. Of course, I stopped, but so much of it had dribbled on me. It looked absolutely foul. I think she was horrified. Didn't work out, and it was mortifying to me that I dumped the red wine on myself. I don't even drink wine, and maybe that's why that ended up happening. so that was a dumb thing. Well, if you don't drink wine and then you're trying to drink wine and who knows the effect, you drank a whole bottle and then you're drinking, I don't know how far the second bottle was, and you wore white, I don't know if you're clumsy, but that can spell disaster, right? Although, since you didn't peel back the onion for us very much, we don't know much about this date. I mean, what was this woman like? It could be funny if somebody dropped it and it's just one of those moments, you know, that you just both laugh off. But either way, yeah, white shirt, red wine, just carelessly, sloppily drinking it. I'll call it a dumb thing. Yeah, I'll call it a dumb thing. Okay, let's go to another one. This one is from Jake. Wow, I don't know that Jake's ever participated in dumb things. Kate, dumbest thing I ever did is I have an electric stove. I cooked breakfast, thought I had turned the stove off, decided I was going, it looked so brittle, decided I was going to wipe around it, put my hand on the coil. I almost had an imprint. Let's just say it was that hot. Teary-eyed, and I'm a manly man, so I don't want to show any of those emotions. I ran to the faucet, turned it on full blast. Somehow I didn't get much relief, put my hand in butter, did all the things that people say to do. I ended up in the emergency room. They gave me some stuff to put on it, said that it would probably be okay, and I became Peely Man after that. So there is a lesson here. It's like what they tell little kids, and maybe I'm a little kid at heart, be careful what you touch because you could get burned. I got burned. Yeah. The thing with the electric tops especially can be deceiving. Back in the day when you had gas, or some people still have gas, don't you pretty much know when it's on, but not when you have electric. I could see how that could happen. Some people just have it where it's right straight across. Usually there's a red light and you can see it. But I can see how you could misinterpret it or just be tired or whatever and just put your hand on it. Yeah, not a fun thing. Never a fun thing to burn yourself. I did that with a coffee pot deal where it was an old-fashioned coffee pot. I have a new one. I don't like the whole K-cup thing. So I still use this old coffee pot. And it was plugged in, and I didn't realize that, and just touched it very, very little, just tiny touch.
One, two, three, bam.
It took a long time for that heat to go away. Thanks for the dumb things. Send me your dumb things. Same bat channel, americatonight.net. Hit contact. Meet you on the flip side.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are the inscription visible upon the hero's memorial. Locked in cerebral manacles, we rattle our brains on his intellect. How do you embalm a phantom?
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to this show somebody who fought so hard for human rights and saw so many atrocities. And I think you know his name. He's very, very well known for some of the wonderful things that he's done since that time. But he's the UN force commander for Rwanda. Romeo Dallaire joins us now. General, it is such a pleasure to have you on this show. And so many people have now talked about Rwanda and how come more wasn't done, and how come more people didn't pay attention, and what was the United States' role in what happened. And you wrote two best-selling books, Shake Hands with the Devil, and They Fought Like Soldiers, They Die Like Children. And, you know, you're working on a book about post-traumatic stress disorder. For you, when you stepped, if we take you back there, when we stepped back to Rwanda, did you realize what you were going to encounter with your peacekeeping forces?
That's an absolutely outstanding question to ask. You'd sort of say, if I did, what kind of a nutball would want to go into something so horrific as that? There was in the UN at the time, an explosion of peacekeeping missions. Remember, the Cold War ended, not long before that, and we had the Gulf War, yes, but everybody was expecting. In fact, George Bush Sr. said that we were entering a new world order. Remember, people were talking about peace dividend and we don't need militaries anymore and the whole world's going to be nice and all that kind of stuff. Well, all of a sudden, all these civil wars and imploding nations and failing states started to appear where they were trying to get rid of dictators and trying to bring democracy and all kinds of stuff like this and human rights and the like. And so at the UN headquarters, they went from, you know, four or five long-standing, reasonably cheesy Chapter 6 missions of observing conflicts that had been resolved for a long time but needed a referee to keep it going. We exploded into 15 to 16 missions in a matter of less than a year. And so Rwanda was a really small little project. They had been having problems in Cambodia. They had been problems in by then ex-Yugoslavia. And so they were hoping that this would be a success story so that they could re-encourage people to continue to support peacekeeping. And so I was to do it on the cheap. People thought that we'd be able to pull it off and that people really wanted peace. And what really suckered us in was the fact that that over-optimistic demand of the UN to try to get something positive on the books completely, ignored, I would even go as far as to say, the fact that there was strong extremism on the side of one of the ethnic groups, the ones in power, that they were not, in the end, ever going to reconcile with these other ethnic groups, and they did not want to share power. And then the whole thing went to hell.
And, you know, and obviously you saw, as I mentioned before, there's no great way to describe it, just so many bodies, so much atrocity, so much murder, just a horrific scene. But one thing that isn't talked about very much, there was actually hundreds of thousands of people, am I right, that were saved?
Well, the way it worked out was is that in fact, it's working out still today when you see Iraq and Syria and so on. The civilian population are now both the targets and the prize in civil wars. And so each side will try to maneuver as much as it can of the population for its own power base and negotiating base for the future. And so the extremists were moved just under 4 million people. And told them of the other ethnic group, the Tutsis, as they were doing it. So they slaughtered 800,000 as they moved 4 million and left about another close to a million injured or sick because of HIV/AIDS and so on along the way. So that massive movement that happened, where we were able to intervene was the fact that they wanted them all outside of the country, in the periphery, like in the Congo and Tanzania, so that they would negotiate their return. They wanted a scorched earth for the rebels by actually moving the population completely. Well, we were able to prevent 1.6 million from actually leaving the country by proving that we could protect them. But the real in-your-face protection happened around the capital, where we were able, you know, on five sites, to protect 32,000 who were in immediate danger of being slaughtered. In fact, one contingent withdrew before it got orders to do so from us, but its country told them to pull out. And about 4,000 were slaughtered in a matter of hours.
Wow. So then you come back from what happens in Rwanda, and eventually people are certainly seeking you out, wanting to know what happened. All of that is more is revealed. But you're dealing with the post-traumatic, you know, stress of it all. And now we talk about that term a lot more. But when you had the post-traumatic stress, it wasn't discussed as much. How difficult, obviously, was that for you to process all of what you had seen?
Well, I had already, the war had ended on the 18th of July, and it was essentially the population was completely destabilized. I mean, there were bodies all over the place and so on. But the actual fighting had ended, so it was time for people to come back. And I, at that time, had completely burned myself out to the extent where I had asked to be relieved because I was becoming a liability to my mission. I just couldn't handle all these people coming back and complaining that the place was a mess. They were still finding bodies after we had ran out of food, water, medical supplies. We ran out of ammunition. So I sort of broke down and asked to be relieved, and then went back to Canada and was made deputy commander of the Canadian Army at a time of massive budget cuts. You guys were going through the same things in the States. General Sullivan was doing miracles there in the States with the U.S. Army. And at that time, the word was, you know, welcome back to the real world. There's lots of work to be done here. And with time and hard work, all this will disappear from your mind. That was the theory of the time, which in fact was exactly the contrary to trying to heal this wound, because post-traumatic stress disorder is what we call an operational stress injury. We even use it now with our first responders in Canada. And so it's an honorable injury between the 2 years that has both physical and psychological impact, of course. Physical meaning the brain, some of the circuitry gets shot to hell. But in this sort of process, I knew there was something wrong because of not sleeping and all of the horrors were coming back on. But didn't realize that this was an injury, and it took some pretty significant events that made me all of a sudden be quite conscious that I needed some real serious help. And the system at the time was not structured. We didn't have Vietnam like you had, where you had so many psychological casualties. Nobody knew exactly what to do with this, and so we were getting suicides by the barrelful. And so I went public as a general, still serving, that I was injured, that I felt there's a whole bunch of walking wounded amongst us, and because of these ethical and moral and legal dilemmas we face in these complex and ambiguous missions that are given to us, that if we don't do something, we're going to continue to see guys, mostly guys and some girls, yes, killing themselves, destroying their families, beating up their wives and kids, into drugs, booze, and God knows what else. And so by going public, it took nearly 3 years to bring that about. I went to the United States to White River Junction in Vermont, where you have a huge clinic there on PTSD, and the head of it is a Dr. Matthew Friedman, an extraordinary guy. His wife was a nurse in a MASH in Vietnam, and I said, listen, we got nothing, we need your help, and can you help us? And he said, we're going to help you because we don't want you to go through what we went through in Vietnam. And I said, what was that? He said, the Vietnam War by then had been over for 22 years. He said that there are over 58,000 names on that magnificent monument in Washington. But they had on their books at the time, those were only the ones registered, on their books over 102,000 suicides directly related to Vietnam. So what you guys are feeling now and what we're feeling with Iraq on suicide and so on, is still, it's not the tip of the iceberg, a reality that these wars keep killing. And these injuries, like operational stress injury, can be terminal. And so that's a dimension that we're still fighting very strong here to get people to realize.
We're speaking with former UN Force Commander for Rwanda, Romeo Dallaire, and we'll continue with this conversation in just a minute on America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
UN Force Commander for Rwanda, Romeo Dallaire. We're talking about some really important things. So many of you out there that have called us who have served in former wars and know what post-traumatic stress syndrome is like, we're talking about that. And General, one of the things that you talk about, and boy, we talk about a lot on the show, and I know there are lots of other people that try to peel back the cover on this or take those layers down, whatever is the great terminology to put it. But why is it that we see, and maybe I'm answering my own question, but it seems that governments certainly rank economic and political interest way above humanity, because we see that there are many other atrocities happening in the world and not enough people to move the mountains to help those folks. When you see that in other lands, how disturbing is that to you?
You live a constant frustration of knowing that that a conflict went catastrophic, that was preventable, but what was not in fact prevented. Because of self-interest, because it wasn't on somebody's radar screen, because there were no resources And the only thing that was there were human beings. And as in Rwanda, I was told by one country, you know, we're not coming in to give you any resources because the only thing that's here are human beings, and there are too many anyways, it's overpopulated. So the human being is still, in too many cases, the lowest common denominator. And we become all excited when we see a sort of incident happen, like with the Syrian refugees. I just back from Jordan from my work with child soldiers in the refugee camps. And so you get this child, the picture of the child that drowned, and the media go absolutely, totally committed to it. And then all of a sudden we get the emotional, spontaneous responses from governments to a problem that 4 years ago, if we had intervened properly under responsibility to protect, we could have avoided this thing from happening in the first place. So I think that we are now at a time where we are more culpable of ineptness and lack of statesmanship and sense of humanity than we were in the early 90s when we were stumbling into this whole new realm of imploding nations and failing states and civil wars. And so the reason I hold people more culpable is that we do have tools that we finally have adjusted from our experiences in certain conflicts, plus the introduction of the concept of responsibility to protect that says if a country is massively abusing the human rights of its people, we have a responsibility to go in and protect the people. Not do a regime change, not go away and blow away Gaddafi, but in fact protect these people and prevent them from, in fact, being martyred by the government and find other options for the government to play with. Well, we don't want to operationalize it. We don't want to take casualties. We don't want to get suckered into these problems. And so if the developed countries, and I hold very much the middle powers, the Germanys, the Canadas, the Japans, the ones who've got a lot of capability but are sitting on their hands waiting for you guys, the United States, to get fed up, to be hauled into these things, and then be held accountable for if things don't go well enough. Until these people start reacting in a humanitarian fashion that does reflect a responsibility to protect, because in the end, there isn't a conflict in the world that's not going to affect us by home, by pandemics out of the refugee camps, by extremism, and terrorism's going to come out of the rage of a lot of these people in these displaced camps and so on, by the not having the availability of special resources like coltan, you know, the Congo as an example, and by influencing our diasporas back home, who are still locked in and get suckered into different things. And look at the recruitment that's going on even on the radicalization of our youth with ISIS. So we are myopic in our look at what conflict is overseas, because we're still looking at it with lenses of 50 years ago, where in fact anything that goes on overseas is only about 12 hours from a sophisticated bus ride in a plane.
Yeah, to put it that way, boy, it really puts it into perspective. I'd be remiss not to, I know that you're passionate about this. You're a big advocate for ending the use of child soldiers. You just mentioned what we see that's happening with younger people as far as ISIS. But soldiers themselves, turning children into soldiers, and you've started an initiative for that that's very personal. Tell us about it.
What I did is In 2004, I had been medically released from the forces and had been working on war-affected children in the international development side of the house. I got a fellowship at Harvard at the Carr Center for Human Rights Policy at the Kennedy School and did a research paper on child soldiers because I wanted to prove that the slaughter of the 800,000 in Rwanda was done mostly by young people who had been suckered in by a political group that had shifted them from being a youth movement into a militia, and a vicious militia. And so since then, I've built a program. It's now at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where we're based out of, where we go in prevention of the recruitment of child soldiers. We're not into rehabilitation, reintegration. That's picking up the pieces of those that do survive. Many of them don't. And so what we do is we're into countries, at the invitation of the countries, we go into their school system, and with pedagogical tools like local comic books built by ex-child soldiers and so on, and we teach the kids not to get suckered in, and we influence the parents to protect them in a different way than before. And on the second side, which is now the more dynamic one, is we train military and police in how to de-escalate confrontations with child soldiers, and in fact, how to be able to neutralize them as a weapon system on the battlefield and make them a liability for those who want to recruit them. So we've recently produced, in fact, the standing operating procedures for NATO, where we'll be training commands and so on. The African Union has asked us to do the same for them. We are engaged in countries from Colombia right through, soon we'll be going to Myanmar, helping them prevent the recruitment of children, and in so doing, not only preventing their effectiveness by other means than simply killing them, which is in everybody's doctrine now, they just treat them as another belligerent. We've offered them a whole new doctrinal framework that they can use and tactics to be used. But we also are into the business of influencing the thinking of those countries in regards to wanting to use children as weapons of war.
Wow. Romeo Dallaire, thanks for all you do to make the world a better place. And if anybody wants to help, what would you tell them?
Go to childsoldiers.org.
Childsoldiers.org. Thanks, Romeo. Thank you so much.
All the best to you.
Wow, what a treat to get a chance to speak to this incredible man, Dallaire, and what he witnessed. And if you watch the movie Hotel Rwanda, and it's a movie, but the movie does do an incredible portrayal of what he saw, and he is heavily featured in that. Of course, he's played by the actor Nick Nolte, who, you know, you think about it, he was the acting Canadian colonel sent to oversee the UN forces in Rwanda, and then stumbled upon some of the most horrific things one could ever see is what we described. We know the numbers are crazy. He mentioned them. More than 800,000 Rwandans were killed in the genocide, and there was pleading and begging, including the general himself, for more troops and help, and they didn't come. They didn't come until it was much too late, and finally it all ended. But, boy, what happened in between was just unbelievable, unspeakable horrors. So stay with us. Much more coming your way on America Tonight.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.